you talk before, it sounded like in high school your social activities with boys were essentially group dating.
Pretty much, yes.
What sorts of things would you mentioned going to the basketball games?
Going to things like that, or we had class parties every once in a while.
And these would be in town?
Yes, as a rule, at the school. Mm. Almost all these things went on at the school. There were the basketball games, and then, oh, what in the world, sometimes they'd have programs, just school programs. The Glee Club would sing, and what in the world. I remember before I was really, when I was still in grammar school, they used to have all these programs, and we'd go to things like that.
Mm.
But, yes, in my social life in high school was pretty much group dating. I mean, never... it was always, there was this car business, and there were always so many kids wanting to go that usually there were at least four in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember that this one boy had a car, this was after my brother graduated, and he could drive the car to school. And at noontime, sometimes a bunch of us would go, but he wouldn't take just one girl because there were always so many wanted to go. I don't mean that there wasn't dating, but it seemed like there was a lot of group activity because there were always a bunch of us around,
mm-hmm.
always so many, you know, you didn't want to leave anybody out. Mm-hmm.
How about movies? Would you go to movies? Was there
not very often. There was a little movie house, but my mother didn't think very highly of the movies. And it we did go occasionally. Then, talkies came in when I was in high school, and my mother died when I was in high school. So I can remember that even as a family now, of my brother and father, my father and brother and sister and I going to a to the Will Rogers movies. My father liked the Will Rogers. And we'd have to drive to either Oskaloosa or Tumwater, usually to Oskaloosa. There was a theater up there that had talkies. But I don't think, as a family, we ever went to anything but Will Rogers. Cause oh, we did see other movies. But I don't once in a while, my brother had a date with the girl he married, but then... sometimes he'd take my sister and I along, and we'd all go to some other kind of movie. But as a family, we did go to those mm-hmm. Will Rogers movies, but not when I was small, because he didn't mm-hmm. have them. This was when I was, my mother died when I was a junior, so it must have been about the following year.
Had she been sick?
She had cancer. And, yes, she hadn't felt well for a long time, but she didn't know what it was. And so then... in the latter part of November, she discovered she bled from her uterus, so she had me stay home from school that day. And then we had the doctor, and she was taken to the hospital, and they decided she had cancer. And, of course, she wasn't told that, but my dad was told that it was too far along. She couldn't get well, because I remember I had to write and tell all the relatives. And I also remember this, and I said that to people sometimes since. If a death is sudden, it's a shock. But I felt much worse and cried much more when I found out she had cancer and had to write those letters. She lingered. She died the latter part of June. And by the time she passed away, you just couldn't feel bad anymore.
Mm.
When you see someone just go downhill, you know they're never going to get any
mm-hmm.
better. You know they can't get any better. But you have 6 months to get used to it. It's not the same
mm-hmm.
as when death comes up. So
how did it change, how did it affect your life when you first got sick and then after her death?
Well, it seemed like I had more responsibility at home. My sister and I, she was soon taken to the hospital pretty quickly after that. And stayed in the hospital. They let her come home, I think, about 3 weeks before she died. She thought she was coming home because she was better,
mm.
but they were letting her come home to die because they couldn't do anything more in the hospital. And even though I was not of age and not allowed to do it. The doctor said I was responsible enough that he had me giving her the opium pills.
Mm.
He told me how the maximum she could take and the minimum. And because I remember the day before she died, she was in pain, and I had given her her regular pill at one time, and she said, "Isn't it about time for another pill?" She said, she called the doctor by name. She said, "He said I could have more," because she knew how. And so the next time to give her that pill, I gave her what he said was the maximum. So then when she went into the coma and passed away, of course the doctor came right away and I told him what I'd done because I was worried that, but he told me not, that, no, he said it would have happened anyway. And I see now it did, but I remember it kind of upset me for a little while because I switched from the minimum to the maximum just pretty fast. But anyway, the doctor had said I could do that, and he had it all written out, and we kept the pills up where my sister couldn't get to them, but oh, she was responsible enough. She wouldn't, let's see, she was 13. She wouldn't, oh, heavens, us kids were afraid of, we wouldn't take those pills. We knew what they were for.
At that point, how many of the older boys were still living at home?
Two. Mm-hmm. Two.
So it was the four children?
Yeah, there were the four of us. So my sister and I then had responsibility. Now, we after my mother died, we did not miss school. Once in a while, I don't recall that I did at all after she went to the hospital. But I think I did a day or two, before she went to the hospital. And but we were responsible for the washing, but then we had a good... We had the best washer available at that time. It was an electric washer, a Maytag. Of course, they didn't have dryers then, and you had to wring them. But my mother checked me out on that and cautioned me not to put my fingers in the wringer. And my folks sure were great for safety because, well, you live so far from a doctor. And so my sister and I were responsible. I was 17 and she was 13, and we took over the household chores. I will say my father and brothers were very good to us, but we did most all the cooking from then on. I'm not saying we did a very good job.
How did this affect your school life in terms of after school activities?
Well, I don't think it limited them too much. It was pretty much the same because we did. In the winter time, you always kind of picked a washing time anyway because, you didn't want... We did that washing on Saturday because we had lines down in the basement where you hung things up. You had to in the winter time. And, I don't think it affected it too much. I remember some people saying to me, "Well, now will you be able to finish school?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Sure." Well, my dad had no other thought. We were all, the brothers were older, and while as I say, I'm sure we weren't very good housekeepers, and I'm sure the menu was not varied as much as it ought to have been, but none of us got scurvy or anything. We all...
your plans then at that point in terms of your thoughts about your future?
Oh, well, now here comes... the year I graduated, see, I told you we had a normal training.
Mm-hmm.
I took the normal training course, and I had a school nearby. So I taught a one-room school, even though I had never gone to one. I taught a one-room school, and in a way, I was lucky. The director, not of the school closest to us, but one down the road further, had been a good friend of my older brother. He was director, and of course, my grades had been good, so he hired me. And I taught that year and was very successful. Everybody said I was, no complaints or anything. And I thought, sure, I was going to get to teach, but the depression was pressing down. And when it was kind of late to look for another school, well, not too late. Anyway, this director said that his sister's husband had lost her job, so so his sister wanted the school, so she got it. And then we got a big snowstorm. That one of the worst storms they'd ever had back there. And I think here a few years ago they talked about a storm that they had back there that was the worst since back in that time. And so I didn't get it. I finally got a school, but it was quite a ways from home. And there were a lot of, my second year, there were a lot of big kids, bigger than I. And while the children, they said, several of them said, well, we sure learned a lot from you, but, I didn't like it, and I guess I didn't have as good discipline as I should have had. Because, you know, those big kids, they could look at me and, you know, but, not that they were really bad, but they decided they should have a bigger teacher or a man teacher. I think they got a man the next year. And so that ended my career as a school teacher.
And there was it was impossible to find another.
Yeah, I didn't find another one. And it was times were awfully hard, and people were hiring relatives. Well, we were.
Yeah, but people got paid.
Oh yeah,
stories of teachers not getting paid.
Oh no, I got paid. One time I think it was held up for a week or so. I know it was delayed just a little because banks were closing and I do remember because I remember the county superintendent telling me something about just that one time, but it wasn't delayed very long and I got it.
How did the Depression affect the farm? Because very often after the 21 Depression was much more severe for farmers than 29.
Yeah, but by then my mother was dead, and the mortgage on the farm was heavy, and my father traded out some deal for another smaller farm.
Oh.
And so we left that place where I had lived since a child.
So when you were teaching, you were actually in the new farm
then? I was the second year, and this school was down in that area.
Oh, I see.
But, see, we had just moved there, so I, you didn't have the rapport of long knowing all the people, although it was not right in that area. And then another thing I did that I guess, didn't realize, there had been a family that had always boarded the teacher. The teacher had always boarded there. Well, that family had an old house. It was right close to the school. There was another family where one of the boys came to school to me. They lived a little further, and they had a house with a bathroom. So I went to that place to board, and I think that that was probably a mistake. But I don't care. I mean, in a way, I'm glad it happened, because otherwise I might have stayed back in Iowa.
So as a teacher, then, you boarded during the week, or?
I had to that second year. Now, not the first year. See, the first year, it was not far from where we had lived. Well, I only had to board a few, you always move in March, so I only had to board for a little while with some people I knew. But that second year, yes, I had to board. And they were a nice family, and they had a bathroom, but I found out later just from something one kid said that I think that family where I would have stayed, where they had always boarded the teacher, they didn't have anyone in school anymore, but I think they kind of, didn't like the idea that, because I guess they really needed that money, and this family I boarded with didn't need the money.
What? How much did you make teaching?
$80 a month.
And how much did you have to pay for?
Remember. It seemed to me it wasn't more than $5 a week. And then I guess that must have been it. Now, I'll say this, though. At the time I was getting 80, a lot of teachers were getting 65. See, 65 was the minimum. And I had expected that when I went to teach that I would only get 65, but this, as I say, this director who was a friend of my older brother, mm-hmm. even though the older brother didn't live in here. No, he paid me $80, and very few teachers got more than that. Some of the very experienced teachers got $90, but around Southern Iowa, I can't say nobody got money, mm-hmm. but I mean, 80 was good because a lot of them were only getting 65, 70, some 75, and I was getting 80. Mm-hmm. So that was
Would you keep the money or would you turn it over to your family?
Oh no, I kept it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to turn it over to them, but I did. I thought I ought to do something. So I remember I was getting a new coat that year, and. So I told my father I would buy a new coat for my sister. Not that he couldn't have, but I wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I didn't have to. See, I stayed at home, so when I was at home, I didn't have to pay any money.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I did enough work around that. Well, I don't know. On a farm, there's always so much for somebody to do that they never... wasn't like in town here where mm-hmm. you buy everything and there was no thought of mine. I didn't pay board till after I went to that other place with that other family.
What was your social life like during that period when you were teaching?
Oh, there wasn't, it was about the same as it had been in high school. I mean, there was still just about the, now when I moved down to that other place, the social life was just practically nil. So that's one reason I was glad to get away from there. But as long as I lived up at Eddyville, I had many of the same friends. And, of course, I remember I had to have a box social. And one of the boys I'd been in school with bought my box, you know, that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. But still in all, I didn't do any what I call serious dating.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, because one thing I didn't want to be a farmer's wife. I wanted to go to the city. I wasn't really that much interested in anybody around there,
mm-hmm.
And I certainly didn't want to get married.
Was there any pressure on you about getting married or finding
no,
a young man?
No. My folks never did.
Mm-hmm.
Never did. No, as a matter of fact, the pressure was kind of the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Get through college first.
Mm-hmm.
first.
Now, what happened then after you lost the second teaching job?
Oh, then I went to Des Moines, where some friends of mine were, and I started working as a domestic. And believe me, I found out, and that's where I learned how nice the YWCA was. And see, all of us would go down there on Thursday. There were ever so many school teachers down there. They taught one year, but some of the schools had closed or someone had come back or something. I don't know how many ex-school teachers, young, you know, that maybe taught a year or two. And we were all working in homes, but I'll say one thing. They were a nice class of girls. Most of them hadn't intended to do that, but that's all it was to do. And I never did have any of those government WPA jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I always thought I could do better some other way. And most of those girls were the same way. Of course, we were farm girls,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, we were used to working. And so that's what I did. And then that's how I came to California. I was working for a family when the woman's sister and husband and little girl from California came back to visit. And the little girl liked me. Well, about a year later, this woman in California was expecting a baby. So she wrote back, and they paid my way to come to California, and I worked for them for a while, and then we'll go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stay with them after I found out jobs were more plentiful out here, but they paid my way out here. And boy, when that offer came, I thought, a chance to go to California with you. Way paid, you couldn't turn that down.
Now, let me ask you, when you went to Des Moines, you say you had some friends there. These were high school friends?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The girls from my hometown.
And they were also
working in
Des Moines?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's all it was to do. There really wasn't much else. And so I went to work for a lady that was a friend of a lady that this one was working for.
So that most of these young women then who were in Des Moines from your small town were all working as
As
domestics
maids,
and
yeah, we were all working
workers.
As maids.
And were you living in the
house? In the home, yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I think I got $5 a week.
Compared
and
to
and
your
board.
80 is
yeah, but I was getting my getting room and board. Yes, it was. But old things were getting so bad then. You could get a pair of shoes like this. You could get for $5.
Now, had you had money saved from your?
I had a little.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little. I always saved a little. I had a little, but and I even saved a little bit on that $5 a week. But, there were things to do. I don't know. It was awfully rough during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize, because this was before you were getting all this government aid. There was no unemployment at that time. Now, later on there was no unemployment. They did have the WPA, but, you know, that first WPA, the people really worked. It was road work, and I remember that my brothers worked on that for a little while, and all the men around there. I mean, it wasn't the ne'er-do-wells.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, the jobs were awfully hard to get, and you didn't have this welfare where if you couldn't find a job, you got a check. You looked for a job, and if you found one, you felt you were lucky.
What did this family do that they were able to afford, or all these families, they were able to afford?
Well,
those
were, he was the advertising manager for the Meredith Publishing Company, which publishes Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh.
And there were a lot of well-to-do people in
mm-hmm.
Des Moines. See, this was Des Moines, and I remember there was an engineer for the gas company, and see, all these... with all this help, when a woman could get a maid for $3 a week, people that had done a lot of their own work before, some of them, I even heard of girls that worked for $2 a week on their board. So $5 was kind of lucky, but some of the bigger, stronger girls and more experienced did get 10, but 5, 6, and 7 was pretty average.
And what were your responsibilities?
Let's see. I had to get up and get breakfast, and I had to clean the house once a week, but it was a small house. Actually, let's see. I don't think it was much bigger than mine. And then if she was home for lunch, I had to get lunch for her, and she had a little girl. I had to mostly take care of that girl, that little kid, and she was a little brat. and then get dinner and wash the dishes. But I didn't have to do the laundry. Seems to me that went out. I'm pretty sure it did, because I didn't have to. I don't think I ever did any laundry for her. I remember she did some of her own hand laundry once in a while. I didn't have to do the washing.
Now, and when would you have time for yourself then?
After the dishes were done at night.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted me to try to have some time in the afternoon. Sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't, because she'd give luncheons, and if I did, then... But, you know, you were young, you could... they were nice. I remember they had lots of nice magazines at that house, magazines I'd never seen before, and I liked that.
What sort of magazines?
Oh, I can't remember now. I think they had Time and things like that. And on the farm, we'd taken women's magazines and farm magazines, but they had more sophisticated kind. Now, I can't remember. They did have Better Homes and Gardens, of course, and we had not taken that. Meredith Publishing also put out a farm magazine, Successful Farming. Now, we had had that at home. But she had, I think she had Vogue and things like that, you know, all these. And that was, I liked that. And then, of course, we had our Thursday off, and our, had every Sunday afternoon, every other Sunday or something. Oh, I can't remember, because sometimes if they were away, you got extra, you could get off earlier or something. But you always had Thursday off after breakfast.
Mm. Now, and then how would you spend your free time?
Well, Usually you went to the Y, and that's where you met your friends. And sometimes we went to a movie. Now, I didn't work for this family forever. You were always hearing about other places. And I worked for a woman whose sister's husband, you may have heard of blank because Ronald Reagan even heard for him. He was the one that sent Ronald Reagan out here. He owned all the theaters in Des Moines. So I used to have a pass to the theater time and again. I saw more shows, and believe me, living out where I had, I'd never seen many. I don't mean I hadn't been to them. But here, I could have a pass almost every Thursday. And there were no children to stay home with at night. And sometimes I could go on, they had good streetcar service there. And was the house, they had an apartment. They were Jewish, and boy, were they were good to me. And but anyway, I could go down sometimes if there was an extra good show. I'd go to a show after work at night and come home.